Proclamation number 8975 of 16th of May, 1965. The act of creation was an act of gratification for God. The cause for my rule and work in the whole of infinity was given by my incessant will to form, my unchangeably strong power as well as my exceedingly great love, which had to be active, but which only then found a kind of fulfillment when it created beings for itself, which were able to receive this love and give it back. Because my love needed a vessel, which opened itself to it and received my love and then again radiated it back to me, whereby an unimaginable act of happiness took place, which will never be comprehensible to any of the created beings. After endless long time of being alone, the desire for a mutual exchange became stronger and stronger, although I could already enjoy the spiritual creations put forth by me in excess before, because I saw every thought as an accomplished work by virtue of my will, and these of my thoughts have been innumerable, so that I could create incessantly and still felt no decrease of the power of creation. On the contrary, this constantly increased the more I used it. But when then the thought moved me to create a vessel for me for the love power, which therefore should be formed like me, which I wanted to endow with all qualities, which therefore should be put out as my image with the same creator power and strength, then already the thought of it was enough that this work of my will stood before me in all glory, so that I recognized myself in it and enjoyed what I had created. The communion with this being made me abundantly happy. It was after all an image of me, but who could not be visible to this being, because it would have passed away in view of the original fire, which was certainly also the original substance of that spirit, which however, as created, could not have endured the abundance of my love, might and strength. For that being was always only an emanated spark which, although immeasurably blissful, was always only a creature of mine. Was only ever a creature of mine which was unable to behold the eternal light. Nevertheless, this creature was the vessel for me into which I could let my strength of love flow, which used this strength of love again in order to likewise be creatively active. And since its desire was the same, it again let the same beings come into being together with me, and the bliss was immeasurably great which the act of creation meant for us. Always new beings came forth out of our two wills of love, for space was unlimited, there was no limit, neither of the creative power nor of love, nor of our will, which was equally directed. For I revealed my will to him as well as to the beings which had emerged from both of us through the word, which gave them the evidence that they all recognized, had, their origin in me. They could constantly hear me and also return the answer to me. They could ask me questions which I answered them through my word, and since I had also given them the ability to think at the same time, which they could apply in free will. The sign of a divine being. Thus they were not compelled to interpret the word in only one particular direction, but they were able to move my word within themselves in all directions, and thereby the possibility was given that they could also interpret it wrongly, according to their will. But in the beginning all beings did not contradict my will, they were unlimitedly happy, they understood my word correctly, and this state would not have needed to come to an end if the first being emanated from me had not been unable to come to terms with one thought, that it was unable to behold me. And it had given itself the explanation that I therefore lacked the power to do so. Although it recognized itself as created by me, it knew that it had a beginning, while I was from eternity. But it began to doubt and did not present these doubts to me so that I could have corrected them. And it believed to be able to hide its thoughts from me, because they were not always in it but only appeared in it from time to time, but it again and again gave itself to my love and also received it undivided. But since it once doubted my love flowing towards it undividedly and did not express itself, the doubt returned again and again, and thus it created the state of mistrust, which should not have been between the created being and me forever. But in this first created original spirit the distrust became stronger and stronger, especially as he now regarded himself as creator of the innumerable beings, which could see him in all glory, but to whom I could not be visible. And since the ability to think was just as peculiar to him, he drew wrong conclusions in his mistrust. Yet he recognized me as his origin, but he hoped to also be able to convince all other created beings that he was their creator, since they were unable to behold me. He therefore exalted himself above me and now rejected my strength of love, believing himself to possess so much strength that he no longer needed my strength, and this was his sin as well as the sin of all fallen beings who followed him. 5/16/1965, a second world was now created, as it were. A world in which everything was wrongly directed but which was now also ruled by my now adversary. But since everything created had its origin in me, also this world was subject to my will and my power, and all positive powers fight against the negative ones, always with the aim to win back everything negative again. For although I had endowed the first created spirit with the same creative power and strength, it had nevertheless lost it through its apostasy from me. But to him himself I left his freedom, while I took all fallen into my care and therefore took it from him and formed it to creations of all kind. Because I took pity on its state, which was unhappy and would have had to remain unhappy forever when my love did not find a way out to once again lead it back to me. But the process of the return is of such endless duration that one can speak of eternities, during which my adversary can always only temporarily assert his right to the spiritual belonging to him. When it goes over earth in the stage as man. But then he does everything to get the being back into his possession. If it does not let itself be helped otherwise. If it does not accept the redemption through Jesus Christ and becomes free from his power. His power is mighty at this time, and it requires a strong will to break away from it, but also my grace is unmeasured and can always be held against his power, so that it is well possible to surrender to me voluntarily, and then his wretched state will be over. But eternal times will still pass until the former apostasy from me has finally been atoned for, and eternal times will still pass until he will also decide to return, who once emerged from me as greatest spirit of light, until he returns to his father's house, because endless is the flock of fallen spirits, and these also still need endless times until they have freed themselves from the chains, which were put on them from his side, to be able to enter the kingdom of light and happiness as redeemed. Yet my love is endless, my power knows no bounds, and my wisdom is unceasingly intent on achieving the aim I set myself when I created the spirit world. Amen.